K-Rock 955, Tom and Loggie, we are pumped for the Cats to take on the Tigers in the 2020 Grand Final, the Premiership decider, this Saturday night. We know Geelong are pumped as well, and the ages range right from, you know, infancy right up into the 90s.
Yes.
There's some huge fans around, and one of the biggest fans, the longest-term fan as well of the Cats, actually called up the K-Rock footy guys last Saturday night when the Cats got over the Lions. And we thought he was so great on air that we should touch base with him again, get him on the show. His name is Austin. He is from Geelong. He is 90 years old, and we've got him on the line now. Good morning,
91.
Austin.
91.
Oh, 91. Oh, I was trying to make you seem a little bit younger there, but 91, Austin. Have you been a Cats fan for 91 years?
Oh, not when I was first born, but I've been a Cats fan all my life.
Yeah?
And how exciting is this final compared to, well, you've seen quite a few.
I've seen quite a few, yes. The first one I saw was in 1937.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
My father took me out to Cryer Oval. I think it was a birthday present.
Oh.
And also my school was playing the curtain raiser. The primary schools used to play curtain raisers to the football at Geelong.
Oh, yeah.
And the school I went to was Matthew Flinders, and we were playing the curtain raiser there.
Sure, okay. And so what are your memories of that day? Did the Cats win?
Don't think they did.
That's a shame.
The things I remember about the first game, I was eight, and I was right on the boundary fence, and I kept hearing the spectators say, "Bring him back on the mark, bring him back on the mark."
Yeah.
And I couldn't see any marks on the football oval.
You didn't know.
And one of the Geelong players was Jack Grant.
Yes.
And Jack Grant had won the stall gift that year.
Oh.
And I could not make out how come, if he was such a fast runner, that the other footballers could catch him.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
But with the football, my father died soon after that, so football for me didn't start again really until 48. And I was boundary umpire for the first Geelong under-19 team, which is now the Falcons.
Yes.
Yeah. And I was boundary umpiring there for 2 years. And one of my friends said, "Join the Geelong Umpires League," which I did.
Yeah.
And later on, I did 12 months as emergency umpire at Cadinia Park for the Geelong games.
What an honour. You would have got the call up every so often.
There were comical things happened. When I told my family I was being interviewed, they said, "Oh, don't tell them the things like that, Dad."
Yes, that's what we want. Yes, we want the goss, Austin. Yes, the good us. Times.
Well, Geelong were playing Collingwood again, and Lou Richards was captain.
Mm.
And one of my jobs as an emergency umpire was to take the two footballs down to the opposition rooms and get the captain to select which ball he wanted to use.
Oh, right.
And Lou Richards stood them on their end. And when one stood up and the other one fell down, he said, "Oh, we'll use the one that stood up."
Yeah.
I went back to the club, our dressing shed. I couldn't get the damn thing to stand up straight. The other one did. But anyway, during the game, if you got a free kick against you, you generally threw the ball away. You didn't give it to the player.
Oh. Yeah, right.
And Lou threw the ball out towards the boundary at the northern end of the oval, at the gates that used to go out onto Murrell Street.
Yeah.
And Harry Bidesville said to him, go and get it.
Oh.
Yeah. And so Lou walked over with his tail between his legs.
Yeah.
he picked the ball up and went to kick it. Harry Bidesville said, give it to him. Don't kick it to him. Give it to him.
Oh, okay.
So Lou Richards had to come back and give it to him. And Lou wasn't very pleased about it.
No, I can imagine. Austin, yes. So we do need to wrap it up, but look, you've...
Right, okay.
Wait, before you go. You're at 91 years old, you have to be one of the Cats' most long-term fans, one of the oldest you've seen, everything, you know, over the years.
It's amazing.
Can you just pick a winner and a margin for us for this weekend? Who do you think's going to win and by how much?
I would say Geelong going to win by about 10 points.
Okay. Oh, I'm putting a bet on right now, Austin. Right. You seem like the guy in the know.
Thank you very much for your time, and thank you very much for your support of K-Rock football over the years, back from the 3GL days right through to K-Rock. Really appreciate having you on board.
All the best, and keep up the broadcasting, and as long as I can go, I'll follow you. Okay.
Can you give us a go, Cats, before you go, Austin?
Go, Cats!
Yeah!